And then... W-8-R-C-Y, your ring. No, and then. Good morning.
Good morning. Been an early morning text about a thing for a node frequency.
Alright, well, I have not looked at my text, so I would make sure that, I'm assuming you mean get the node frequency, get a node frequency in your radio. We want to make sure Wally gets that information, not me.
With the same text I sent you, I sent simultaneously to the both of you. I remember something about 433, and that was about it. It was in my notes in my computer before my computer crashed, and I don't even know what time we're leaving now because there's this bad storm that's supposed to be coming through about the time we leave at 10 o'clock tonight. So I don't know if we're going to be leaving earlier or we're going to be leaving later tomorrow morning.
Well, I guess either way you'll get where you're going, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just doing all the driving. Two guys are coming from Clarkston, one's coming from West Bloomfield, Bloomfield Hills area. And I'm coming up, and I put my backpack in the back and jump behind the driver's seat. 5 hour drive. So if we leave at 10 o'clock, we're going to be driving right into it. And we've already talked about it this morning. I'm going to make a decision this afternoon to see whether or not I leave early or leave tomorrow morning.
There you go. I was expecting maybe to catch Anthony out here. This is his drive shift.
John, would you fix your repeater so he's got a signal under the repeater?
Yeah. I was listening to a conversation over on GMRS the other day, and somebody says, oh yeah, these Bofangs work great. I was able to work both the Detroit and the Mount Clemens on this new Bofang. These radios work great. And I'm like, you think it might be the repeater? Nah.
Never the repeater's fault. I mean, it's never the user's fault.
Anyhow, good morning, Jeff. Donald, go ahead.
I thought it was Mr. Bofang's fault. I mean, he's the one who created these things, and he had somebody come across on this frequency the other day, a flat-out GMRS call sign, and somebody jumped down the road, and he was silenced after that. But, yeah, you get these Bofangs, and weird things happen. Definitely is.
Phone call, jump back out here. Keep it up, sir.
All righty. Anyhow, yeah, I think I heard that. And probably a mistake. You know, the problem is twofold. It's the ease of getting your license in that service. Well, three, you know, the system that's been put up. And because I think at least in this area here, you know, the fact that people are, you know, they hear a lot about, you know, oh, you got to get it straight. They got this going and that going and all that. So, but I think that probably the biggest thing is, you know, $15 radios. That's the killer right there. People really don't got to have any skin in the game. So you get the lowest common denominator. It's just like going to the store and buying a blister pack of gold dot, blue dot, red dot things, expecting people to be respectful.
When I first joined back up in 2020 with the Troy repeater, there was a guy who had a set of blister packs like that, and it was down by 8 Mile in Southfield, and he was hitting the Troy repeater, kind of, he was hearing us better than we were hearing him, but got his radios and got them programmed onto the Troy repeater from Sam's Club out at near his home in 8 Mile in Southfield, the road area, and you buy these things and they'll open them up for you, take them out of the package, set them up on the Troy repeater, and you're good to go. And Dave, the fire chief in Troy at the time, had that, and we had to get that straightened out rather quickly.
That's for Chris. I'm a little early today, but first time I ever had a school bus on my route with the red flashers going. Caught me off guard, but I stopped.
Well, I remember to turn the radio on earlier and check it up, and popped up before he did, so I suspect Andy was on the radio yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, because he had to pick up somebody from one of their activities. So I hear him on the radio, and I said, excuse me, are you going into work tomorrow, a little early tonight?
I'm just curious what you're running there, because you got a lot of noise on your signal, and you really shouldn't from there, especially at your elevation. There shouldn't be any noise.
Is this any better?
Well, we'll have to see. It, I don't know yet.
Well, I moved around a little bit, about 5 feet, and because I know my kitchen area is a dead spot, and it's all walls. And I was grabbing a leftover pizza for breakfast, so, yeah, that's why I figured if I get back to a different area, it might be sounding a little bit better, testing 1, 2, 3.
Maybe a little, but still surprisingly noisy and wavering. I just wouldn't expect that from where you're at.
Okay, let's see if this is any better.
Well, we'll have to see, because there's still, it sounds the same as at your best earlier, so we'll see if it still has those fades and drops.
All right, then. I'll just gap for a couple seconds here. Because I had my phone, like, right up next to me, and I'm thinking maybe something from the phone may have been interfering it, because I'm doing text messaging with the guys for the trip while I'm trying to chat with you, and scrolling and reading, and they're, like, maybe not even a foot apart. So I put the phone a little bit further away from me, and so on and so forth. Test 1, 2, 3, WARCY.
Well, I think it sounds okay right now. It sounds mostly like you're not moving much, more than anything. So maybe you were just moving a bit. The phone would have no other effect on the radio at all. It rubber banded to the radio and it'll have no effect on the radio. But I think you might have been moving a little bit. It sounded very much like that. So, and now it sounds like you're not. So, but still, it doesn't matter. I'm still shocked that you have this bacon fry from where you're at, the elevation.
Now I'm outside on the balcony.
Well, you were fine before the last transmission, so I'm just commenting on a little bacon fry in there. You're solid now. You know, that took care of it. But you shouldn't need to do that. That's what I'm commenting on. You don't need to improve your signal from that last one.
Okay. Well, maybe I fried this radio. It's my work sign, and it does have a habit of getting hot sometimes after a few transmissions too many.
I don't know about that. I've had a few reports of the repeater being a little unsensitive recently. Nothing earth-shattering, but just noticeable drops in its performance. I got to get in there and check it out.
Okie dokie. Huh. Time is it 6:50? And no sound from Anthony? Oh boy, he must have really, really gone in early. I turned my radio on at 6.
Well, maybe he's not turning it on because nobody's up for his drive time. I don't know. I don't know if you talked to him or not. So, anyhow. Oh, man. I just wanted to tell him about the news about his neighborhood. But no big deal. I'm way early today. Hell, I'm, might be to work when I usually hit the road.
Well, that's like my normal routine. I'm up at 5 no matter what. Get coffee going, figure out what I might have for breakfast. Turn the radios on at 6 and then go from there. But, I mean, even when I got up at 5, I just powered up the computer, and right now I'm opening up my music channel and stuff like that because I need music. I need something playing in the background besides radio silence.
I do not know what that was, but it sounds like it was a signal trying to get in. Coming in. Can you read me? KSHEDQ. That's better. KFHEGQ. Oh man, it's got to be a noob. You're a newbie. Good morning, and welcome. Why don't you tell us your details and whether we know you from elsewhere? And then pass it over to Donald. Yep, awesome. I am a new ham. I just got my call sign this morning. I'll spell it out phonetically just so we get it, make sure we're on the same page. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. Okay, EDQ, very good. Well, I'm WAFU, name here is Sean. I'm going to pass it over to Donald, who's going to tell you his name, not his anything else, which makes my skin crawl. Go ahead, Donald.
Skin crawl? The only reason why I go by Donald is because of as many Johns and Donalds there are that are out here. And I was kind of like one of the first that I just stuck with that. Okay, so the first name is Donald. Call sign is Whiskey 8 Romeo Charlie Yankee. I live in the area of 696 and New Pointer in the city of Manhattan Heights. Welcome to the world of amateur radio.
Thank you very much for the warm welcome, guys. Yeah, I'm still programming radios and scanning the stations to see who's out there. Like I just got my call sign. I am in the Saginaw Township area. I'm new to ham, but I've been on press for a couple of weeks, and maybe you know me from that. I don't know.
Okay, still didn't get your name, so you might want to throw that in there, and we may know you from there. So I don't get on there a lot anymore, occasionally, and you may or may not know me from there. Usually when I do get on there, I get on with a little bit of a, I'm usually carrying on about something, but like first personal. That's what I was talking about, Donald. God, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to throw my radio. It's just a big thing. Speak like you're just talking to your grandma. Don't say things that would confuse her, and she'd scratch her head and go, "What are you, is that the name of your tallywhacker?" Anyhow, Donald.
Oh, okay, now I understand what you're talking about. All right. I can make the correction on my end.
I didn't tell you my name. My first name is Mike. Yeah, and I am a new ham. I'm still making contacts. I was just scanning my panels when I came across you. And I'll let you continue. But yeah, this is my first ham conversation. So I am celebrating.
Okay, Mike. Very good. There we go. That's what I was looking for. And yeah, Donald, that's all I was saying. I just every time I hear those colloquialisms, I kind of. But I am at Starbucks getting my coffee. Mike, welcome once again. And if Jeff's listening, you need to do some work too, Mister. Anyhow, I'm gonna get my order here. I'm pulling up to the window right now, and I'll be back. This is W8FU, Donald.
Okie dokie. Don't shock them at Starbucks being there too early. They're going to be like, what time is it? Yeah, so I'm going to get Mike into my database here or my log or whatever you want to call this thing that I have. And then welcome to amateur radio. And we'll be standing by. W-A-R-C-Y.
Talk about a shocker. Welcome to Ham Radio from Whiskey Charlie Papadango.
Really appreciate it. I'll sign off. I'll be scanning. But you guys have a great day. This is KF8.
Mike,
welcome to Ham Radio. Looks like my internet is flaky this morning. KBNFW.
Boy, was it. All we caught was my internet's flaky this morning and your call sign. Everything else was... You sounded like RFK Jr. Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Yeah. Give me this one here.
Where'd you go, Captain Don? I'm falling asleep. No. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me. Doing good. Really tired. Had to wake up to take my girlfriend's daughter to school and heading back to go back to sleep. But I heard there was a new ham, so I wanted to congratulate him and say hi to you guys. Yeah, I was listening. I'm here at the Starbucks picking up my coffee. I was ordering it. And I heard you guys chatting. But, yeah, that's Mike in Saginaw. Thank you. And, so he just got his this morning, and then Jeff was having internet trouble, so his node was not connecting, and he was doing that RFK Jr. voice. I heard you while I was ordering my coffee, so I wanted to jump in there. I think Donald's still in there. And that's if Mike's still listening. That's why we have Donald and Captain Don and Professor Don and Young Don. We got too many Dons. So we have broke with normalcy and decorum, and we've gone with, dare I say, handles. Oh, my God. Makes my skin crawl. There's just so many Dons, though. I don't know how the hell. What about call signs? I could go, yeah. I could say, you know, BB Don or CPT Don. Seems like you gain a syllable saying Captain. Oh, well. I'm babbling this morning. Who gets it next, Donald?
Yep, it's my turn to babble. Try to find Mike's call sign in the FCC thing, and it's not even there yet. That's got it. I mean, the ink's not even dry. It's so new.
Wow, that is pretty new. I don't know if I'm stepping on somebody or not. But, even if you use the CPC Don, you're still saying Captain Don. CPC Don. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Less syllables, but I just, you know, I don't want newbies to think that we're using handles or anything like that. So it was to solve a particular problem. Anywho, just trying to make sure it doesn't turn into something else. Especially here, I have mixed convictions on the other band.
All the entertainment bands, as I'm starting to refer to them as. So I can't call you Mr. Nightwing.
Oh, little mice, you can't call me Mr. What?
Night moves, you know, like Bob Seger.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, please refrain.
All right, I'm going to jump in one more time.
All right, Don, you were sounding a little shaky, anyhow, so good timing. I don't know if it's, I don't know if I got to work on the repeater or what. I assume you're by your parents' place on an HD. Still think you should be a little bit better than that. So I probably got something to work on.
man in the field that can talk to the space station, but he can't talk across town.
Oh, boy.
Again, it might not be on his end. It could be an issue with the repeater. I don't know. Because if even if I'm sounding not right, and I'm just kicking up 8 watts and cooking at the same time, it's got to be something.
Well, it could also be foliage, but I don't know. So I'm not going to worry about it anymore. It's just a lot of noisy signals here this morning. So I've switched over to Mount Clemens, so I can practice. I can see it, I think, if I just pull forward about 2 cars, get past these buildings. I could see it. That's how close I am. All right, I'm going to jump out. Run into Mickey D's here and grab a breakfast burrito, and I will be back out shortly, but my work is about 30 seconds away from the McDonald's, so in case I'm not back, WAFU.
Yeah, you mentioned the key word there, foliage. I cannot see the hospital anymore. Next door to me. I cannot see the Detroit skyline anymore. I can't see nothing. The wall of foliage is definitely out there and just peeking above me. And I got this tree right outside my balcony. It's got to be at least 120 feet up. So that tree is going to probably come down this summer. Already they were already talking about taking out more trees. These cottonwoods, but the ones in the field behind me, nope, the hospital's gone, the Detroit skyline's gone. All right, have a good day. I'll let you get into work, get into the office, get your day started, and I'll be monitoring and still trying to figure out when I'm leaving for Indianapolis. Everybody else out there who's listening, have a great day. It's going to be 85 degrees, I think, for storm start tonight around between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. W-A-R-C-Y. Station calling in, that was rather scratchy. I couldn't pick out any of it. I think I just tried to mention your call sign, but I heard like a K something, and that was about the only thing I was able to pick up. Sorry about that. W-A-R-C-Y.
W-A-R-C-Y. W-A-R-C-Y.
I believe I heard Brian, Country Western Freak.
John just got done talking about handles.
Anyway, yeah, I heard you that time, but I was in a different position, but you're still coming in rough. So I will acknowledge the fact that I did hear you just now and let you get your day started. I got to get mine started. So, again, we're clear. W-A-R-C-Y.
Well, I just wanted to say good morning and have a good trip. I'm already got my day started. That's why I'm so rough. I'm in the plant. I'm not in my normal location, so... That's probably it. KFE, CWF.
Well, you need to make that your new location, because now you came across 90% better, and you were readable. A little bit of bacon fry, but yeah. All right, well, we'll make that your new spot to talk from, because I think a lot of it has to do with the foliage and everything else. Like I said, I can't see anything. Pretty much past my balcony now because of the wall of trees that I have covering everything up. So, all right, good hearing from you. Make it a good day. We'll catch up with you probably next week because I'm leaving for Indy tonight, tomorrow, whenever.
NADDF.
There he is, but I'm way ahead of schedule and pulling in the office.
No problem. I'm way late. I had to get some guys rolling this morning at my house, so I'll catch you later. Have a good day. NADDS.
Just real quick, how'd the dirt go yesterday?
We're about halfway through it. I had 30 trains come yesterday, and I got another 30 coming today. So after today, I should have all the dirt I need on the property, and then it's just a matter of grading.
Very cool. All right, we'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
Sounds good. NADBF.
W8DDF from W8RTY. Good morning. Just waving a hand.
Got a busy morning out here, so I'll let you go.
Just make the best of it. W8RTY.
Morning, Donald. Yeah, my schedule's been a little whack this week. Just wanted to jump on here and say good morning. Still alive. Everyone have a good day. Catch y'all later.
Where are you at? I did not catch that. Just got the very last syllable.
All right. I'm on my node in the car here. I hope it's working. Leaving town. Starting to head out.
You're in Xenia, right? You're just leaving the motel, heading for the fairgrounds? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just leaving home. Leaving home. We're heading south.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you were getting there today. I mean, you are, obviously, but... Okay, so you're going to go meet up with your kidney donor and then take in the show or get settled in and do the show tomorrow? I guess today's just vendor setup, right?
Today is set up, and I'm going to get those parts from that guy, then have lunch in Columbus and head to set up. It'll be today, so. Is this sounding okay? Like I said, I've got the node in the car here, and I'm hoping it's working okay.
Yeah, there's a couple little, sounds like cellular drops or something like that, just a couple little, you know, nothing. You sound fantastic, and then with just a couple little network drops, but perfectly usable. Sounds very good.
Okay, hopefully I'll be able to keep this on the whole time. We'll see. It's a beautiful day. It's gonna be hot and sunny down there anyways. I don't know what the forecast is for around here.
Well, it's supposed to be in the 80s. I don't know about, I heard something about maybe a storm coming in later tonight, but it's supposed to be in the 80s anyhow. We'll see. All right, anyhow, well, you be safe and enjoy. And it's going to be nice meeting up in Columbus. Take it in. Just understand you're in a city of greatness. So just, I know it's overwhelming, but take it in while you're down there.
I am going to be not really in the city. I'm going to be in Richmond. You know, I don't want to get too close. I'm going, the guy lives in north, about half an hour north of the city, and then I'm going to lunch west of the city, so I'm going to skirt the danger zone.
All right, you just tell him you know me, and that'll get you out of jail.
Yeah. Oh wow, it's back up here. Out here in the Commerce area. Wow. It's crazy, you know, everything out here is two-lane roads. It's just insane.
Yep. So anyhow, on to repeater stuff. I know you're going down there in hopes of finding something. I think if you find anything, you know, either Quantar, MTR2, MTR3, the only difference between the 2 and the 3 is the controller's different. You can do the, it'll natively do the DMR stuff. You know, would that be, if you find a really good deal on a 3, why not? But you certainly don't need it. The weak spot in the in the MTRs is the power supply. They're unobtainable, but they'll run off of an external supply real easy. So you can do that, and then if you find a supply, you can replace it. So, but that's the biggest thing you got to worry about. Other than that, they're bulletproof. Quantars, you know, of course, same thing. I've had a PA, you know, over the years, I've had a PA or two go bad. But for the most part, they're pretty bulletproof as well. Very modular, you know, so, you know, if you got one, you know, then you could just keep your eye peeled for exciter modules and receiver modules and keep them, you know, on site, and they're just, you know, pop them out and pop them in. They're literally that. The only tuning is 3 slugs for maximum sensitivity in the receiver chain. So they're just a breeze. The software is readily available, but antiquated. And it will only run on like a Windows, you know, DOS, you know, Windows machine. So I run one of those little Weiss boxes running Tiny 10 and BNC. And then I got a serial cable always plugged into it. And then if I ever have to remotely work on the, you know, get in the side of the repeater, which is not often, but if I ever have to, I do that and do it that way. But, you know, whatever you find. You know, if an STR came up, you know, chances are, you know, that it won't. But if one came up, don't hesitate. You know, so I don't think Jeff's going to be there. I don't know who else will be there from the Brotherhood. You know, if you have any questions, Dan, if he doesn't know specifically about a particular product, he'll definitely, you know, be able to put you in touch with guys in the Brotherhood that can steer you straight on any other Motorola equipment, late model.
Okay, now I'm in the RF now. My node crapped out for some reason. I don't know. I got to wait till I get to the light. So, hold on. But okay, I'm transferring on my repeater right now, which I won't be able to hear where I'm at, but I'm just saying you can hear me. Let me see if I can hear FBI.
All right, let me put some signal out in the air so you can see if you can hear either one. Check 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4. Can you hear either one? By the way, you were rock solid, full quieting into your receiver.
Yeah, actually I am hearing my repeater here. That's surprising. okay, I don't know. Maybe the power problem's intermittent. I don't know. Yeah, it's traffic. Unbelievable. Can't wait to get out of town. So, I don't know what happened to the note. It just reset all by itself. Strange.
Yeah, I had that happen to me a couple of times. You know, it's weird. Who knows? Maybe took a bump, the connector or something like that. do you have a DB switch or ground wire or anything like that? Because I mean, I've done that when I've been having trouble, you know, with my note or something like that. I'll just say to hell with it, and I'll fire up DB switch or ground wire, and, you know, it works. You do got to fumble around with your phone, but if you got a headset, you don't have to pick it up. You can just leave it on the center console and tap the push the talk button.
Yeah, I don't want to really use my phone thing. It goes, ends up going through the Bluetooth on the car and the, whatever, and having to push the button, all that stuff while I'm trying to navigate. So I prefer using the radio. What's the, I mean, yeah, I have DV switch. What's that other one, ground wire? I don't know what that is.
Did you get in on the whole hams over IP thing with the rest of us? If you did, it's a VoIP client for Android, and they charge you like $7-$8 for it. And I can run my ham, not only my hams over IP, but you know, Hamshack hotline if I wanted to, which I don't. And then plus I got a VoIP line through this VoIP.ms. And I can run all that through this GroundWire app. It works really nice, and it was worth the price paid. And sometimes I just use that to hams over IP into the repeater system. DB switch is, that one is a typical, and I don't even know if you're into that whole thing, but the hams over IP, you got to do the *99 to key up and the pound to drop, whereas makes it real fiddly if you're driving, whereas if DV switch has got the push to talk, it's great big, it's half your screen, and you can toggle, you know, tap it, it'll say push to talk, and tap it again the long key, which makes it virtually as easy as using the radio, as long as you're using a headset for audio. So it's not as convenient, but I do use ground wire sometimes for convenience to get on the system.
Okay. All right, the notes pick up here. Test. Okay, I can hear myself. Yeah. Oh, I am getting good.
What, you didn't believe me?
All right, I got to pay attention to the traffic here. It's pretty heavy until I get out of town. Once I get on the highway, I'll give out a call. Talk to you later. AVPR.
Okay. I just switched over to my GroundWire app so that I can get to work. I'll be listening. Drive safe. And if you see anything I can't live without, call me. W8FU.
Thank you. baby beer.
Did you see that WHPR call that was coming up that we talked about the circus last week?
Stationary, your audio is really low. Try again.
Yeah, I turned the mic down. I said, did you see that W8PR call that's coming up that we talked about last time at breakfast?
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I did. looks like it's coming up in a couple months. I'll have to look, investigate that. So, what I'm doing here, I'm in... on the way down to Dayton, on the node here.
You are doing absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I've been playing around with the audio on this mic a little bit, trying to get it to not pick up all the noise. It's one of those hockey stick mics, and I like the mic, but I've been doing some reading on it. It says to turn up all the gains and then just adjust it manually, so I'm going to have to turn it up just a tad. So I'm trying to get it to pick up just my voice and not the room. So, but it's more challenging than I thought it would be. So have a very good trip. I know what you're after, so hopefully everything will go well.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, it's beautiful. The weather's beautiful. Nice and sunny here. Not too far from Findlay, I don't think. About 20 miles, I think. And it's bright and sunny here. 72 degrees. I think it's going to be a little like this the whole week, which is really rare for Dayton.
Yeah, well, they've increased our chances here today of severe weather. I'm getting all these little blurbs that spotters may be necessary. Originally, they were calling for the storms to stay on the west side of the state, but it looks now like today that they're starting to move a little bit more east. So you're getting out of town to avoid all the lightning storms.
Yeah, hopefully. They haven't had too many major storms in this area lately. You know, there was one, last year or the year before, there was a lightning storm that, like, I had never seen before. It was just a lot of very rapid, very intense lightning. I mean, it was like you stood outside and you just see lightning going on everywhere, all around you. And it had, like, an odor in the air. It was, like, really weird. It was one of the few storms that actually scared me.
That odor is ozone. That's what that odor is. So, yeah, when we first moved over here, we always had power outages. I mean, constantly. New Baltimore was notorious for power outages. So I finally had enough of it. I broke down and bought a whole house generator. I don't say it's whole house. It's three-quarter of the house. It doesn't run the air conditioner, you know, the big stuff, but it runs the furnace, the lights, the television, you know, all that other stuff. Got a separate box for it. And it's been there about 2 years now. This will be the third year. And it's got a grand total of 12 hours runtime on it and actual use, 12 hours. And all the rest of the hours is it just exercising once a week. So that was a stupid investment.
Well, I also had a generator for years. My old house, we're constantly getting power interruptions. And so I put in the generator. And then the next week, there was a crew in our driveway working on the lines, and I said, what you doing? And he said, Well, we've been having a lot of outages, so we're changing the you know, the direction of the feed. It's going to come in from a different direction now. I said, oh, great, a week after I put the generator in. So, but, yeah, at a new house, I've got a whole house generator. We had an outage that lasted, I think, 2.5-3 days. That thing ran a couple years ago. So, yeah, it's definitely been handy.
Yeah, well, this thing's got more hours on it exercising than it does working, so. Okay, Phil, I hope things go your way. Enjoy shopping there, and hope you get good deals. And I think your biggest goal, you're looking for a local repeater for yourself, so I hope that goes well.
Yeah, well, it used to be, if you couldn't find it at Dayton, it wasn't available. So, I remember years ago, you know, before eBay, everybody would save up all their stuff, haul it down there, and walk around with the huge wads of cash, you know, and just buying and selling like crazy. So, what I think they should do, and I don't know why I'm going to propose it to them, is they should have set up a small version of eBay on the on the Hamvention site, and you can, for a small fee, you could list everything you got for sale and what your spot is, and then people could find it. I think that'd be a great idea, you know. Well, I wonder if they'd go for it.
I don't know. You know, some of this stuff, I buy radios like everybody else on eBay, and I really have never been burnt by anything in the ham stuff. I mean, I made a mistake on one, but that was my fault. I got the R2 version of the radio instead of the R1, and I didn't pay much attention to the model number, but I was able to open it up to get it to go down to about 440, and so it works fine, but that was just my mistake. But where I was going with this is, a lot of them, when you buy stuff, it sends their card in their own personal website and things of that nature. Like some of these fees that eBay charges, I guess, have become pretty significant. So let's say you're going to buy a radio or a repeater, for example. You know, the Quantar repeater is about $1,000 nowadays, a little bit on eBay. And, you know, the eBay people get quite a bit of money for that. So I think that kind of hurt it a little bit, too. So if somebody made a niche thing for just hammy stuff, I think that would be cool. I agree with you there. NAKPP, I'm not sure I even said that.
Okay, my node reset for some reason. I gotta figure out what's going on with that. ADAP here.
You're back there now.
Yeah, I'm monitoring it on my phone here. I saw that it went down. I don't know why. I don't know if it's temperature related or what.
You're not hitting too much power, are you, in your car? Like 50 watts to a node or something silly like that?
No, but I'm just up. Maybe it's over, the node is overheating, but I just felt it, and it seems, you know, room temperature. They're a little warm. It's a little warm, but no reason it should have disconnected like that. Unless, you know, it's possible. Oh, yeah, I don't know. It actually rebooted, so I don't know what's going on. I'll have to investigate.
Oh, very good. Hey, I got a quick story to tell you. We were talking about call signs when our conversation started. I was in line for this really cool call sign, NX8X. I was predicted 100% chance of getting it. And I amended the application, and when you amended the application, they voided out the other application and wanted another $35. I didn't pay the $35 because I didn't think I needed to, and I lost the call sign.
Ouch. Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk to Sean, but maybe you know. What's the whole date thing? I mean, when can I apply for that, like, WAPR? Can I apply for it now? Do I got to wait till it's expired? Or wait till the, I guess it's 2 years after, 2 years and one day, right, after it's expired. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you have to do it on that date. Not a day early, because they'll bounce it. I've made that mistake. And all my experience is from mistakes. And let me look at the day. I'll tell you the day. Hold on here. You have to apply for it on July 3rd. Okay? And not July 2nd and not July 4th. You have to apply for it at July 3rd within that 24-hour period. Because if you wait a day, they'll say too late. And if you go a day early, they'll say call sign not available. And they won't tell you until 2 weeks after that.
Okay, and from what I understand, from what I read, it really doesn't matter what time of the day you do it, because it doesn't really give you any priority if you do it sooner than later. It's just they randomly pick one that's from that day. Is that right?
That is what they say in all the blog writings. That's what Sean told me. That's what the majority of them is. If there is another little thing to move you to this favorable status, I don't know of it. But that is the general consensus that I heard. Yes, you got to be within that day. Like midnight 03, they claim doesn't make any difference as if you wait till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, it's good to know. And I'm gonna try for it. Don't know if I'll get it, but that'd be kind of fun.
It's got your name written all over it, bud.
Yeah, literally. So, all right. It's coming up here shortly. I gotta pay attention. So, make a pit stop. And you can talk to you later. Well, catch you next Saturday. Give you a report. AVAPR 73.
Okay. Well, and if, when it comes time on July 3rd, if you want me to talk with you on the phone, because I made every mistake in the world. I think I've given these guys probably $150 worth of mistakes. So between myself and some other people will make sure that we can minimize the mistakes. Because if you do one, they bounce you and they don't tell you. All right, I'll talk to you later. I can't remember. APR NAKP.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Transmitting on the FBI right now.
Yeah. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay. Why'd you say 443-625 or whatever? Sounds like the KC8 UMP repeater.
I guess I made a mistake. Sorry about that.
You accidentally transmitted on the wrong band, but that's why I don't like radios that have like 3, 4, 5 different bands at once, because sometimes it screws up and you're listening to one and then you tee up and it tees up on another. So I usually set my radio to one channel display. If I want to hear others, I just scan it.
See what you're saying. Well, good to hear you out there. We'll talk again. KFA-GRC.
No problem, Jack. Be out there after work. Around 5:30, if you're out there again. And your All-Star is almost done. Shortly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eric. No problem at all, buddy. We'll talk again. KFA-GRC.
Okay, Jack, we'll talk to you later. WATAP.
WDAKLL.
WDAKLL N1KRD. Are you still listening? N1KRD. N1KRD mobile.
KEHVFI mobile.
KFA-BPA mobile. KF8BPA, Bravo Papa Alpha, monitoring in the model.
RUH.
And where were you this morning?
I was listening to a podcast on my way into the office this morning. What's it looking like? When are we leaving? When are we going to Indy?
The decision was made at 3 o'clock that we're going to go after the storm, and the storm should be out of the area by 2, so we should be out of the road by 3 and get there about 8 in the morning.
That sounds like a grind. Do you have to be there for tomorrow morning?
Well, the party starts, the sooner we get there, the better, but, you know, I'm doing all the driving. It'll be driving at night, and if we were to leave at 10 o'clock, which was our original game plan, because we're going out westbound 94 to 69 south and into Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, we'd be driving right into it, so we decided to wait till after it passes. One of the guys is working tonight till 8 o'clock. That's why we say 10 o'clock to hit the road. Now we're just going to do it after the storm clears, which should be about 3. By the time they pick me up, it's 4. We'll be on the road. It takes about a 4.5-hour drive. So, we'll get there. But, we're just going to be safe and sorry. And I don't, even though I have a disability, I've always kept my driver's license up to date. And, I'm probably the one with the best vision right now, and I'm also the youngest of the four of us that are going. So, that's why I usually drive it when we go there this time of the year.
Cool. Now, are you working or spectating?
I am spectating. I no longer work with the IndyCar series unless called upon, if they're shorthanded or something, but they usually have more than enough help. The last one I worked was in 2020, August of 2020. That was the year it was canceled because of the initial COVID issue, and they ran it in an empty at an empty racetrack in August because they still had to run the race for purposes of getting it run, championship points, money, all that stuff, and that was the most serious thing I've ever experienced, running a race like that, and nobody's there except for the essential people that needed to run it.
Yeah, I can imagine that'd be awfully weird.
I actually stepped away at the end of 2018 and just concentrated on sports car racing. But, again, when this happened, they asked if I would come down and do it, and they'd give me the hookup and everything, put me in a hotel, transportation, all that stuff. I don't get paid for doing this. I just do it for the fun of it, and they want me for my brain, so they put me on an airplane, they put me up in a hotel. If a car is required or needed, they'll give me a car. Other than that, they put us on a shuttle bus and pick us up at the hotel and get us to and from the track. So on and so forth. So it's got its perks. And, like I said, they only want me for my brain. They don't care about the rest of me.
Not for your dashing good looks?
Oh, hell no. That's the reason why I have a Joe Cool Snoopy as my avatar on everything, including my bank accounts and things like that. Wherever you can put an avatar, my signature Joe Cool Snoopy avatar is on there, and I even had him on my credential one year. My hard card has my photo ID and all my medical information and all this and that, and for one year I changed it, and as long as they zip the barcode and they know it's me in my actual professional profile, it is me on that picture, but for my hard card, I put that character up there of Joe Cool Snoopy, and they allowed it, but they only allowed it for one year. He's better looking than me.
Was that Sean?
No, that was me. I admit it. The Beagle is much better looking than I am.
traffic is infuriating. There is no way to get to the east side of town at this point. It's ridiculous.
Well, usually once a day, the Selfridge or St. Clair Shores or Detroit U.S. Coast Guard helicopter flies over, and it usually flies from, like, I see it flies from, like, Detroit area towards downtown Detroit, and, you know, I don't have any connections, but maybe you can maybe hitch a ride with them, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know of any other way to get around it other than a helicopter. And between that helicopter and the Metro traffic copter that flies over me, because they leave from, they're dispatched from Troy in the mornings and in the afternoons, and they do a flyby here where I'm at, that might be your only way. Helicopter.
You know, I think you're right, and unfortunately, I don't have that kind of job that allows me to take helicopters places. And I don't think I'm going to get that type of job anytime soon. So, I guess I'll just have to keep fighting traffic.
I believe City Airport has helicopter flying lessons available. It did about maybe 10 years ago. Somebody was talking about maybe taking those lessons. But, yeah, there's people that I know... in and around the Indianapolis area, there's a lot of helicopter services to get 360,000 people in and out of there in one day. Some people will, you know, take a 5 to 10 minute helicopter ride from downtown Indianapolis out to the track, which is about 12 to 15 miles northwest of the downtown part of the city. So, you know, to each his own, but that's the only suggestion I have.
I wonder what it costs on race day to take a helicopter from downtown or from the airport they take off from to the track. I mean, what do you think? $1,000 a person?
I honestly don't know, because when in the years that I went down there, you fly into... you don't fly into the main airport, you know, when we fly in to work the race. We fly in into a smaller airport or municipal airport, and then we get shuttled to a hotel. But most of us don't stay at hotels. We stay at people's houses in and around the track. There's even some race officials that I know that live in Arizona, but they live on the site of the track between basically April through... August in trailers, and they live right there on the grounds of the facility. But yeah, when we're going this weekend, we're going to be off of turn three at somebody's house, and this house is big enough to house about six of us. So yeah, we find ways of shortcuts and saving money for them and for us.
Well, that's pretty cool. You should have a good time doing that.
Sounds like I'm boring out somebody out there. Someone's going to cut this short and say, yeah, we have our good times. So, all right, well, I will let you drive home safely. I'll get off the air because I'm boring somebody, and we'll move on. W8RCY, we're clear for now.
All right, Donald, have a great day, and safe travels tonight. We'll catch up with you next week. K8RUH.
I was just sighing that I'm glad today's over. What a day.
Do you have to fight the good fight?
Man, you don't even want to know. This what a bitch today. And I was really trying to get that new repeater up and running. Oh, my God.
Well, you're one day from the weekend. It'll be okay.
Maybe. I was really hoping to get this thing online today or tomorrow, and,
at the latest Saturday, but at the rate I'm going, good luck. I'm at a loss. I've got the thing like 75% there. Got the repeater working just fine as a repeater. I got it working just fine with all traffic coming in from the network. I just can't send traffic out to the network. I have no idea. The strangest thing. Swapping cards and programming things, changing settings, all day long trying to get stuff going. Anyhow, enough on all that. On another note, got incoming, you know, remember that repeater I got from you? We got all the stuff incoming, the software, the cables and all that. And I think that's going to be the RUH for Memorial repeater down there in your neighborhood.
You're frying bacon pretty bad there, but I think I caught the tail end of that. You're actually going to put that into use, and it's going to come down by me?
Hopefully this is better. I just switched over to Warren.
Yes, much better.
No, I was just lamenting about today, trying to get the T25 machine up and running, and then I just finished up by saying the all the stuff's on the way, and the software and the cable, programming cable and all that for that repeater I got from you, and that's probably going to be going up in your neighborhood if everything goes as the last few days plans and discussions have gone.
Well, that will be very exciting for a multitude of reasons. One, because we'll have something down by me. And two, because I have a true contribution to it. So that's exciting.
Yeah. I don't, I got a confirmation of a site that requires power work. So, you know, obviously that's a problem. So that's the biggest thing is going to be, you know, can I get the power work done? And I don't see a clear path to that. So the other options, I think I was telling you about the building. So that's the other option. But anyhow, I know the hardware now. I'm going to get it all ready to go and then figure it out from there.
Very cool. So, yeah, well, you know, Sean, you should, after a long day, you should probably, it's beautiful out, get home and go for a long walk, blow off some steam.
I just wish the information I needed, you know, it's like I'll get to a point and then I'll need something, but then there could be, you know, there could be hours before I can get that little hurdle and then make some more progress, you know, and it's like there's nothing to be done about it, you know, everybody's working and everybody's got stuff to do, but it's just amazingly frustrating because nobody has the time at the same time, you know, that's what really gets frustrating.
Yep, I understand that. That's, you know, unfortunately, that's how projects go, especially when likely you're asking people to do stuff in their spare time and not get paid for it. That frustration is high because everybody's just trying to fit it in.
That's exactly right. So you can't do nothing about it, but it doesn't change the frustration level. So, you know, I had some time to really, really work on this. I really thought I could get it done. I've exhausted every possible thing I could say. Well, I've got one thing I'm going to try tomorrow. It's such a long shot, you know, and I'm still not completely convinced that my problem is not external to my stuff. And, you know, which really will be frustrating, but, you know, it is what it is.
control so many things, and sometimes you just have to move on and come back to it.
All right, enough on all that.
It was just, I guess I'm glad to be done with it for now. Heading home, beautiful day. Get home, see what's going on. I might take you up on that, change into some shorts and t-shirt, go for a walk. We got a power walk to somewhere. Hey, I know, go get some exercise in, you know, to help burn calories, and I can walk to a Dairy Queen, right?
Sean, I don't care what they say about you, but you're one smart man. That's exactly what you should do.
That's right. Just negate all the exercise in one parfait.
The Dairy Queen's two blocks from his house.
That's true. I'd have to go to Shakers or better yet, what's the one over there by Madison High? Go to that one for a little bit better walk. Or I'm sure there's further ones. Or go to Royal Oak. Go to, is there Cold Stones in Royal Oak?
There you go. Make it worthwhile. I miss those days, and you probably do too, of when you were riding bikes a lot, or when I used to run a lot. You could just eat whatever you wanted. You could get done with your sixth bike ride or run of the week and eat pizza and drink beer and never think twice about it.
Well, I did that when I was younger and playing hockey, you know. I played hockey, I was a goalie, you wear 40 pounds of equipment, and whatever you do bad during the week, you just sweat it off in one round of practice or a couple hours of ice time.
Yeah, I haven't been like that in decades. Even when I was running and biking a lot and all that stuff, I would still watch. You know, I would never, you know, sometimes we'd go get a beer or two, but I would stay away from the pizza and the ice cream and stuff like that, because, you know, it would just completely negate, you know, the run or the ride. For a beer, I might consider, but yeah, not for ice cream or pizza or something. So I was still pretty good recently. Yeah, when I was younger, yeah, of course. Yeah, that didn't matter. But not so much the last 10, 15 years. I got to work for it and be good.
Yep, it's not easy like it used to be. I can remember training for marathons, and on Saturday afternoon you get done with a 20-mile run and you can eat 5-6 slices of pizza, because on Sunday you're running 8 more miles and it doesn't matter. But it's been a long time since I've been training like that, so I probably should watch it a little bit better than I do. Well, I know I should.
I'm checking out. I'm texting with the guys, making plans for the trip. Catch you all later. We'll be monitoring, but I'm just in the middle of texting back and forth. So, WARCY. Good luck with the power walk, Sean. And Anthony, again, safe travels the rest of the way home.
Okie dokie. Get your plans figured out. Figure out if you're going tonight or tomorrow or what. So, there you go. And, I don't know, I'm going to, you know, my problem is, Anthony, I'm going to get home and get comfy, and I'm going to have to push myself to do that power walk. So there is that.
I know, but you know you'll be happy that you did it when it's over.
And you get the ice cream.
I think we had a Steve in there with the ice cream comment, and a Greg for sure. And it reminds me of, there was a movie with Nick Nolte and Deborah Winger, I think, Cannery Row. I think it was a Steinbeck or something, I don't know. But he goes to this restaurant and he says he wants a beer float or a beer milkshake. And they're like, you want a what? And I remember that scene where he was drinking the beer milkshake. Cover all your bases. Steve, go ahead and then pass it over to Greg.
Oakley, Oakley, N8M. N8NM. You guys were making me hungry there for a little bit, little while. I was thinking of power walking up the Custard Corner, but lethargy got the better of me. Go ahead, Greg.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, that was kind of a little awkward. Like Munger, Jets, or 7-Eleven. Yeah, there is a Dairy Queen. Yeah, good walk to the Dairy Queen. Never really thought of it, but that's definitely a good idea. All righty. copy. I had to end up getting a Monster Energy this afternoon because I had no energy. So maybe the copy will help you out. Anyway, Sean, I was between 26 and 25 miles southbound on North Avenue when you got that crappy transmission from me, and I was on the 2.6 the whole time. I always forget about Richmond. I got it in the radio. I just forget that when I get up that way, I should switch, so that was my fault. And now I should be pretty good. I'm on westbound 24 miles approaching Romeo Plank. KTHBSI, Anthony.
You sound fantastic now, especially compared to the way that it was. But, hey guys, I am luckily pulling up at the house, so I'm going to cut out. It was good talking to everybody this afternoon, and I will probably listen to one more round, but I'll check out. Everybody have a great afternoon. Sean, I hope you get that walk in. It's K8RU8. Talk to you soon.
I'll tell you what, Anthony, just for you, I promise that I'll either get the walk-in or I'll watch a movie starring Christopher Walken. Steve?
Yeah, I'd vote for number two. That sounds pretty good. You can't go wrong with a Christopher Walken flick. I don't know, you've probably seen the meme where it's a picture of him, and he's kind of staring all forlorn looking, and the caption on the meme is, waiting for you to, or wanting to know if you're going to eat that pickle or not. Every time that thing comes up, I crack up. I don't know what it is. It's probably me.
I've not seen that movie or the meme, but nothing wrong with any Christopher Walken movie. And I forgot, on my last time around, Sean, Saturday, I think I'm wide open. So if you need help, let me know. Anthony, go ahead.
I think Anthony was checking out. He said he'd listen out. He was home. So, but, well, that was the plan. The plan was to get the P25 machine done and, and then get it installed, if there was time and if I could today or tomorrow. And I said, worst case scenario, Saturday. But it's given me some trouble. The repeater itself works great. You can talk back and forth on it, P25. Anything coming in from the network comes out on it perfectly fine. Sounds fantastic. But nothing on the repeater goes out over the network. So I can't quite figure out what the hell's going on. I'm not convinced it's not something external to my equipment. I can't say for certain, and I don't have a lot of control over some of the stuff outside of my realm. So I got a couple of things I can check left, but I got one board I could swap. It's like the only other board that in my guesstimation could be involved. And then there's a cable that I don't see how it could be a problem, but you never know. But hopefully I can get it all squared away and ready to go. And then, yeah, Saturday will just be, it's really not a big deal. It's just hauling the stuff up. You remember when we pulled the stuff out of there, it's just a lot of stuff, right? We got to pretty much just take the exact same stuff back and put it back in the rack. So exactly what we did, except for in reverse. So you've already been there. I know Wally's in, so that would be more than enough, with that and one good or a couple of mediocre hand trucks should be easy. But I got to get the damn thing working before that's even a possibility, so there we are. Steve?
Yeah, just curious, is that a Quantar, and how are you interfacing? Are you using wireline interface board, or what's up with that?
I don't know if you had any Quantars. They might have been, that were P25. I don't remember what you guys had on your first system, but anyhow, there's a daughter card, a V.24 daughter card, that piggybacks on the what's the daughter card, right? And it goes on the wireline card. And so, you know, the audio has to get, it's a modem basically, and you know, and then you have a port. That's raw V.24 coming out the port. So we take that, we run that into a Cisco router, Sun port, and that encapsulates it and passes it along the network and keeps it all Quantar, raw, V.24, happy, no, you know, MMBBM, internet, BS, just all V.24 goodness. But for some reason, I'm not getting, you know, the audio's not getting out to the Cisco. And, you know, but all the traffic is getting in, going out over the repeater, but it's weird. But yeah, it's a wireline, it's a daughter card, a V.24 daughter card on the wireline card.
Okay, so yeah, it's an analogous to the wireline board we would have had with our analog SmartNet Quantars. Cool. I mean, it sucks that you're having a problem, but if you're not having a problem, you're not getting anything done.
Well, you certainly can't fix any problems if you ain't got any to fix, right? But I gotta say, this one's frustrating me. I spent entirely too much time, and I've gotten absolutely nowhere, so. Well, what are you gonna do? Greg?
All right, just remembered, I checked my calendar actually, Saturday I've got a lunch in Farmington at noon, so it would have to be either real early morning or sometime later in the afternoon for my availability, or Sunday I'm wide open, so I need to make sure I got corrected on that. And I'm in my sub, pulling in my driveway, and the wife's got chicken ready to put on the grill, so I'm going to go do that. We will talk to you guys soon. Yes, I am clear.
Maybe you could do some raw chicken, like sushi.
Yes, no, no.
We were just talking the other day, in the neighborhood behind us, there's some people that have lots like yours, and you know, some have small flocks of chickens. Well, had, I think. We haven't heard the roosters for the last year or two, so I have a feeling they might have had to put their flock down because of the bird flu, because we did have an outbreak over at the Fisk Farm, which isn't, it's like the other side of the airport from us, so maybe 4 miles, 5 miles, so. Oh, well. Don't hear the rooster crowing anymore, but there's other things in life.
You still got the foxes? They may have come to snuff the rooster.
No, I haven't seen them lately. We're back to kind of our quiescent state with the rabbits and the groundhogs and stuff. I don't think we've got any real predators right now. So yesterday morning I was coming up Telegraph and had a big old turkey run right out in front of me right over by Voorhees Road. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy where they're at. We saw one in our yard a couple times, which I know they were when Charles was living in that apartment complex where Danny is now. When Megan was dating him, he had turkeys would come peck on his window looking for chow. You know, it's literally at 11 in the quinter, right? It's like, there's some dirt roads and some larger properties, but there's really not any cover. Expressway and urban, so it's crazy where they'll set up shop. They just don't care. Whatever. So, but, yeah, I haven't seen the foxes around us either, and I have seen some bunnies. I saw a bunny for the first time. I've noticed, like, I haven't seen foxes for a while, and then the other day I saw a bunny, and I says, well, there you go. So, I suppose if they get back to large, you know, large populations or a lot of them, we'll have the foxes back. So, it's cyclical. I got deer now. I think there's babies next door, but I haven't seen them in a while, but I think they're hunkered down next door. And neighbors are complaining about them eating the vegetation. I'm like, shrug, I don't know what to tell you. They're not living in my backyard. Anyhow, I'm home. I'm going to get inside and see what awaits. Oh, look at that. The grass needs cutting. Joy.
It never ends, does it? I tell you, it's not one thing, it's another. Yeah, I think I'm going to get up and get that cup of coffee. Sounds like the garbage men are working on OT today. They're just picking up right now. Anyhow, catch you later. N8NM.
All righty. Portal to portal. W8FU.
KSA monitoring.
Can't see your Geo Mobile.
W8EAP.
KFA-ERC.
Hey, Jack, are you on your walkie-talkie again? KF8DRC. W8EAP.
I'm doing good. What's happening?
Getting off work. Where are you and what repeater are you on? What radio are you on? Walkie-talkie?
Yes, I'm outside and I'm on the repeater MP. The Mount Clemens one. That's what I am. And I'm a short stubby antenna. With that radio the last time you programmed. Not that the one that's got the radio, but the other one before.
Hey, you're making it in okay. It's nice outside. 82 degrees out, I think.
Yeah, my car, I just came back. I was at Kroger on 18 mile, and I just came back.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting the radio on the bicycle tonight. Bicycle riding time. I think your battery might be going weak some because you just fell out. You fell out of the repeater.
Let me switch to one. How about now? Now I'm on
door. You're not in there.
I don't know. I don't know the program. I don't know the program.
nothing, man. You're not making it in. You're on low power, or you're in a bad spot, or your batteries are getting weak, something. Yes, I'm here. You're making it now. Did you move?
Well, I raised it up a little bit, and now I have more clearance. Because these trees, you know, I'm too far from the trees, but I raised it up a little bit.
Standing on top of the picnic table, huh? Yeah, it's pretty nice. I think we're getting some decent weather, but it's supposed to get cold again. I want to take advantage of it, get the bicycle out a little bit, take a little short ride.
Well, I heard tonight is going to be a big storm coming tonight. That's what I heard.
It's the best time to ride your bicycle. You just kind of ride in between the raindrops. But, looking good out here now. I'll have to check the weather. See when that storm's rolling in.
Yeah, I don't know what time, but that's what I heard. The guy from down by the airport, that's what he said, so. Yeah, you know what, a bad storm coming in, you cannot do nothing about it.
Which radio is that now?
Same radio I was telling you about. Not the one, not that Rockdale, but one before. It was programmed. And it's not doing good, I guess, at all.
The one with the radio in it? Or the one that with the color display that has your face on it when you turn it on? That's the 890?
That's the one I hate my face on. That's the one before the rat tail.
Yeah, it might be on low power. The battery might be dead. It's got a small battery in it. It's a small, lightweight radio, but the battery doesn't last too long on it. So, yeah. Yippee. Anywho. Yeah, they sold out of all those radios that we were talking about. They sold like 600 pairs in about a week.
That's a lot. 600, that's all I heard about was three, four people bought it from here. That's about it. The rest of them probably in California.
Well, there's another guy selling them. And not as cheap. Still cheap though, $32. $32 for two of them is still a good, really good price. But that one guy was, I don't know, he's trying to get rid of all of them or something. That's a crazy, crazy deal.
Yeah, well, people does everything today just to make a dollar. You know that.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder if they're selling it for $18. I wonder what they're paying for them. There can't be that much profit in it. Those are good radios.
You know what? I have not tried one, but they are a good radio. The one thing I like about them, you can see them in the sunshine.
Yeah, I got a couple of those, and I got the green ones, too. Me and Captain Don bought a two-pack of the green ones. You can buy the green ones now, a two-pack of them. And I use those up north, and that way I could always find my radio outside. Bright green.
How much are they? Same price, $18 for two?
No. This is like a year, 6 months ago, 8 months. No, they're a regular price. It was like $35 for two, which is still a good deal because they're normally 20. I think they're 23 or $25 a piece. So two of them, you know, it was a good price. Not as good as 18, but it was a good price. He had to get them from China. He had to wait a while for them. Forgot all about them. And they showed up one day, and we're like, all right. It's always, I like ordering stuff from there because you forget about it. And then all of a sudden, you get a radio comes to your house, and it's like Christmas.
I don't even know how to buy anything from China. I never got to that yet. But if they come a little bit cheaper, let me know, the green one.
Well, most Radtel radios, when you order them from the Radtel website, they come from China. Even if you order them on Amazon, they come from China, so it's a few weeks. But if you order them directly from the website, it's a few bucks cheaper. Like that one radio with the shortwave in it, it's like $42 on the Radtel site and like $6 more on Amazon, but you get it a little bit quicker because they have them in the warehouse.
I look at these tonight and see how much are they. Was that 61? Yeah, the 61. Yeah, I'll look for them tonight on Rockdale's website, see how much are they.
One, and they said they delivered it. And I go, no, you didn't deliver it. They go, yeah, we delivered it. And later, I was up north. And I'm like, north, they delivered it. It got crushed. So I sent my neighbor over. My neighbor looked at the guy's porch. The guy never comes out on his porch, right? So I don't know what to do, but my radio was sitting on his front porch for like eight days. that was cool.
Now, you know which one the radio I'm talking about. The one that's got flat back. The one that doesn't sit down at all. It rattles back and forth. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not sure which radio. I got like 37 of them, so I lose track. Some stand up better than others. Some of them, you got to put them in the stand. They just tip over. Anyhow, I'm home, man. I'll talk at you later, okay?
No problem. You take care. And go on that bike. See if you can get on that bike, which is too late probably right now for you because you got to have dinner, you got to relax and all that. So I don't know if it's going to be enough time for you or not. We'll catch you later anyhow. Good talking to you. KFA DRC.
Okie dokie. Catch you later, Jack. WABAP.
KF8 DRC, Detroit Rock City, from KF8
CWF. Well, hello, Judge Brian. How are you, sir?
I am good. And how is Jeff today?
That's a good question to answer. I was so tired yesterday. I had to plan about this. About 12 cucumbers, six jalapeno. I'm so tired. I gotta plant my tomatoes.
We did the planting Mother's Day weekend, so that's pretty much done. I gotta get 20 more bags of topsoil. Two more bags of the manure mix, and I should be okay, but yeah, tomatoes are in. We're not going hog wild this year, and cucumbers are in, and peppers are in. So, we beat the heat, that's for sure.
That's good. How's work? You know, I didn't come to this morning on GM.
Well, I had some work to do, so I didn't even turn it on today. I don't even know what the question of the day was, so. Yep, I just totally kept it turned off this morning.
The question this morning, it was so funny. How do you have your toilet paper backwards or frontwards? I didn't know that. Nobody said that. It was so funny today. I have mine always backwards.
Ours is always over the top to the front. But, yeah, every once in a while somebody will put it up backwards and it just messes me up.
I guess there's that little station out there. Go ahead. Well, I guess not. Anyhow. I had the guy in the Flint, he told me that. Greg out there in the Flint, he listens to that too. He gets on too in the Flint. So he texts me, he says, you know what was that? I said, no, I didn't pay attention. I was sleeping. I got up at 9:30. It was too late. He said, that's what it was. Which way you put the toilet paper? Backwards or frontwards?
Well, you know, they do it 5 days a week, so they're bound to have a couple of funny questions. So I can say, usually while I'm just sitting there, scan the news on the internet, and I'll have that playing in the background. But not today. They made me work.
Well, it could be tomorrow a better day, no work at all. And I'm sure maybe tomorrow because Friday, because the paycheck is coming and all that. So they don't have that time for it keeps you going all the time.
Well, yesterday and today, the afternoon shift guy took the night off, so I've been the only guy there. Stands to reason there might be a little bit of work, so whatever. I get paid the same whether I do work or not.
Well, that's good. Well, Brian, I got to complete those tomatoes, put them in the ground. That way they can grow. Because they've been sitting here for a couple of days. And I don't want to send them no more a couple of days out. Good talking to you, Brian. We'll talk again. I'll be on this all the time on Warren. I listen to Warren and 625. You take care. KFA, GRC.
All right, Jeff. You take care. Make sure not to get too much sun. I will talk at you later. KF8CWF. Clear. Standing by.
KF8CWF. W8RCY. Did you hear what I did on the other band?
No, sir, I didn't. Good afternoon, Donald.
Well, since you didn't hear it, you didn't hear my flub up, so it never happened. And good afternoon to you. I hear you much clearer, much louder, much better than earlier. Was it today or yesterday? I don't know. I'm just mentally exhausted.
Well, you better rest up. Sounds like you got an exciting weekend down there in Indy. I know I wished I could go, but I got to go up north, and I got to evict some foxes from underneath my shed.
Yeah, this trip is no work, all fun. It's myself and three other old CART IndyCar officials that I go every year. I don't do IndyCar anymore. I've only done one race since 2018, and that's with the COVID year. When there was nobody at the track, it was like a ghost town, but they needed officials that were willing to worked the race because they had to get the race knocked out somehow. But, yeah, we were going to leave tonight at 10 o'clock. But with this storm coming, we checked the radar, and at 10 o'clock, the front or the leading edge of the storm is going to be crossing I-94 at I-69, and that's the turning point where we head south. And I am going to be doing all the driving, and I do not want to drive into a storm like that. So we decided to make the executive decision. Old guys decided to make that kind of a decision. I know that's hard to believe. But we did it, and we're going to leave probably tomorrow morning at 4, maybe a little sooner. It just depends on how fast this clears out. Plus, we've got to look at the roads for flooding and other things like that. Between here and Fort Wayne, it looks like the storm is going to be nowhere south of Fort Wayne. So between Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, we should be good.
NACDP.
Good afternoon, NHKPP.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, your radio's done. This is your radio that I'm on. I'm the UMP repeater.
Wow, it sounds pretty good from where you're at and so on and so forth. So everything was there that we thought wasn't there? Or did you really have to finagle it?
I had to unload it, reload it, but it was able to take. It wouldn't unlock. Well, you knew that. That was the problem. So it's all back. The CS network is there, although there's no signal out here for it. Everything's as it was. Just got one more zone added with 16 channels of everything that's around you.
Okay, well, as soon as I can get back to it would be on Monday, so, yeah, because I'm not, you know, going to do a round trip just to get out there tonight and get it. So, all right, well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. We'll talk, and we'll go it from there after I get done with Brian. Thanks for the input, and unless you have something else to add. Wallace, do you have anything else to add before I pick it up with Brian? Okay, well, thank you, and we'll talk. I might send you a quick call tonight. If not, I'll talk to you on Monday when I get back. Have a good evening. Brian, go ahead.
The amazing thing that I find is four, what you call old men, actually agreed on something. Yeah, no, I would rather not drive through a storm myself, so. Yeah, you lose a couple of hours of fun time over there, but you gain security.
The place we're staying at belongs to a retired official, and actually he was more front office than he was official, but some guys do double duty. But he lives right off of turn 3, and he can walk to the track, so we're going to walk. You know, once we get there and get camped in, he's going to have a total of 10 people spread out through his basement of his house. So, yeah, that's how we're doing it. We rough it, and, it's all going to be good. And the weather so far looks good. A lot of these storms are tracking north of the Indianapolis Speedway, just 10 miles outside of downtown Indianapolis, kind of like how I am from Detroit. You know, I'm being 12 miles out, so yeah, it'll all be good. But I just wanted to jump in and say hello, and it's good to hear your voice and not through all the stuff that we tried to do the other day. So I will let you go, and, you know, have a good evening, have a good weekend. I'll be back on Monday, home till probably Thursday again, and then we got the race the following weekend. We'll all be gone Thursday evening, so it'll be Friday, Saturday. Sunday's the race, but if the race gets rained out, we'll be there on Monday. And then right after that, I got Detroit. And Detroit, I'm not working either. The next race I work is Watkins Glen in upstate New York, the weekend of the 20th through the 22nd, I believe it is. Yeah, those 3 days. So that's my next working event. That's a six-hour race. Have a good evening. You take care. W8RCY.
All right, Donald. Enjoy your trip. Have fun. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on the other side. 73 KF8 CWF. I'll be standing by.
And I can get a hold of you. KFA-TBE. Okay. KF8EBE.
KF8DIC.
How you doing there, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? Your radio sound good. I don't know what you're on. Are you on that AR5?
I'm on that Radtel.
Ah, that is good. That Radtel does the job. I tell you, I'm not on it, but I like it because it's got everything. It's got the PL and it's got full signs and all the numbers. You can see them on that. That is the best thing they did with that Radtel. I'm on my AR-17.
You're coming out loud and clear, too.
Hey, you're sounding good. What, inside the house?
Yeah, I'm inside the house, actually, in the living room. I'm not on the east side. I'm on the west side of the house.
See, you don't, this one here, you don't have to be this way or that way. Anywhere, it should be good. And this is one thing I like about the ham operator.
Oh, I got you, Jack. Yeah, no, you're coming out. Just a little bit of static in the background, but otherwise it's just coming out good.
Because my antenna is not Nagoya 771-8. It's not. Why is that?
I don't think I have a Nagoya either, not the 771, but you did come in with a lot of static, so probably your antenna or my at home. But anyhow, we'll chat a little bit later.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling. KF8-EBE from KF8-DRC.
All right, Jack, we'll be talking to KF8-EBE.
KE4 is GYQ.
Hello, Joe. How are you, sir? And how is the weather by you there? Here, it's very gorgeous.
Good evening, Jack, and that other lady. That voice I recognize. I don't know. I think, I don't know if that lady's voice out there is one that maybe KF8, 88FK Len. I wonder if Len helped that lady ham radio operator out there recently.
KF8EBE.
You'll have to clue me in on the name there. The name's Joe here, and you were talking to our friend out there, Jack. I just recognize that voice, but I cannot place the name. Is that Barb?
No, it's Linda. I think I do recognize your voice, and are you out in, where is it, Sheboygan?
Nope, negative. The name here is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township. I'm the guy that everybody talks about that has the attic antenna, Comet GP3. Just thought I'd say hello to you and Jack. I thought I recognized your voice, and that's Linda. There's another lady out here, a ham radio operator, that Len, who has helped a couple ladies with their ham radios and setups and all. And boy, do your voice sound just like one of them. How's Jack doing tonight?
Very good. How about you, Joe? I just come outside with a lot of coffee, my AR-5, and...
Roger?
I couldn't wait anymore because the tomatoes were pretty good today, so I had to get rid of them and put them on the ground before they died. Roger?
Yeah, Jack, if you're on an HT there outside, like you said, you're losing your sweet spot there. But I just thought I'd jump in briefly to say hello to you and Linda. Like I said, I thought I recognized Linda's voice, but I guess I might have been mistaken. There's another ham radio operator out there, a woman, a couple of them that almost sounded the same tone voice. But you both have a good evening, safe evening, especially with the weather rolling in tonight. And talk somewhere down the page, maybe. KE4ZYQ clear. I've been listening. Go ahead, Linda.
Nice chatting with you, Joe. We will hopefully be talking again soon. Yeah, this is my first time on the ham. So, yeah, pleasure speaking to you. Now, I think I remember you're out of Clinton Township, but... okay, I will back out of here too, Jack. I'll let you go for the evening and get back to whatever I was doing. So, KF8EBE.
Hey, real quick, Linda. Good hearing you here. It's Sean. And congratulations, welcome, and all that good stuff. Good to hear you.
Oh, wow. Nice chatting with you, Sean. Hey. I haven't heard you in a long time, I know. I haven't been on the radio for the longest time, to be honest. So, yeah, thank you so much. This is new, and I do like it. I mean, I'm able to speak inside the house without so much static and all the rest of the good stuff. So, but, yeah, one of these days maybe I'll just jump on the getting the general one of these days. But... whenever I have time to kind of study, but good hearing your voice, and yeah, hope to talk to you, Eric, Captain Don, everybody. KF8EBE.
Oh, rest assured, you will, you will. So, okay, real good. I just wanted to jump in there and say welcome and hello, and I'm very glad you made it. And there's a lot of cool stuff to do here. You can do as much or as little of it as you want. So, all right, I'm going to pass it over to Jack. I think I did hear Eric. You know what? I think I heard Eric in here. So, Eric, why don't you go ahead and take it, and then you can give it to Jack before Linda gets out of here. I know she wants to get the regular stuff. W8FU, Eric.
Yeah, hello, Sean. Hello, Jack. Hello, Linda. Yeah, you sound really good. I assume you're talking into the Bloomfield Hills repeater over there, .500, sound great. So, Yep. Yeah, Jack's kind of falling out of the sweet spot there, but, well, you sound good. And glad to hear you out there. And if it's your first time, welcome to Ham Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for everything you did. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know what channel to get on. So, yeah, no, I'm actually using the little radio that I have with my picture on it. And, I mean, it's coming out clear. That's beautiful. I don't know what repeater I'm hitting. But like you said, if it's out here in Bloomfield Hills, that's, hey, that's a good one. That's very, very close to where I'm at. So, yeah. Well, good listening and good hearing your voices. I haven't heard your voices in over, I mean, it's been months. So, yeah, good to hear you guys, and hopefully we'll get back on. I'll have it on, you know, tomorrow and probably over the weekend. So, good chatting with you guys. Jack, I will be talking to you soon if you're still on. And Sean, nice talking to you. And Eric, thank you for everything. KF8EBE.
Not so fast, Linda.
All right, Linda.
There's one more person that wants to welcome you to the side of the world. Congratulations on achieving your ticket. This is Donald. Call sign on this side is W-A-R-C, which is a spinoff of my GMRS license. And, yeah, you sound great. And, again, welcome to the side of the world. Keep going. We'll talk to you. W-A-R-C-1. Donald, how are you? That's nice.
It's pandemonium.
Donald, all I heard
Captain
is your
Don
name,
and that wasn't sure.
So
somebody else said, wait just a minute.
I don't know where you're from.
I am going to get out of here.
The
if there was somebody trying to get in that didn't, I was saying hold up there.
Say hello, and let me thank God for
whoever that was.
And I appreciate you, you know, chiming in and saying congratulations. But yes, it's nice. So anyhow, I will back out of here and talk to you all hopefully soon. KF8EVE.
That was another double between Sean and Linda. You guys pick that turntable. Pick the turntable. KF8.
I'm sorry about that, Linda. Yeah, I doubled. There was somebody else trying to get a hold of you before you jumped out, and there was a little pandemonium there. Sorry about that. W8FU.
W8FU, can you hear me right here?
KF8.
It's all good, Sean. It's all good. Yeah, I didn't know, like I said, a bunch of static, but all I heard was Don. So anyhow, thanks for chiming in again, because I still am trying to get familiar with this. So thank you, gentlemen, as usual. You guys have been very, very, very extremely helpful. But anyhow, we will talk soon, and I will back out of here and give it back to Jack and whoever else is on here. So KF8EVE.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Yes.
Just curious there, Sean. Linda sounds really clear on this one. I'm on the 625. Linda's real clear. You're real clear. Donald's real clear. Obviously, Jack is on HT, which is not unusual. I have a little bit of a problem there outside or whatever. But am I sounding okay? I'm on the 625. Am I sounding okay? Too much mic gain? Too loud? Too low? Just right? What? Am I even close to what you and Linda and Donald sound like? Because you guys are great. Back to you there, Sean.
You're loud and clear. You're one of the louder stations on frequency right now. You know, which is not a problem. Many people would much prefer your audio to the rest of us sad saps. But you know, if you're not over deviating and you got enough audio to be heard, you're good. You're golden, and you meet those requirements. So.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm just curious because if you ever hear me anywhere and it's too much, too little, too noisy, whatever, please, and I say this seriously, please let me know. No big thing. I'm not worried about it. I just I don't want to be over-deviated, too much mic gain, too loud, or, you know, try to do things pretty much the same way each time. So if there's an issue on a particular repeater or don't need as much mic gain or whatever, don't ever hesitate to let me know. Do me that favor, just all I ask. No big thing, like I said, I'm not totally worried about it, but hey, that's what ham radio is about, helping each other out. Thanks, have a good evening, and hopefully we all survive whatever storm's coming tonight. And good to hear from Linda, good to hear Donald in there, and good to hear you and Jack, too. Have a good evening. Till another time, KE4ZYQ.
Well, this has been a kinder, gentler place in recent months and years, but it is still probably the one place you can rest assured you're going to get people are going to tell you how your audio is. So I don't believe you should let somebody go if they've got bad audio. You should bring it to their attention. It goes for anybody. All right, I do got to get out of here. W8FU, take care.
Sounds good. And Linda out there, if you're still listening, copy the mail. Good to hear a female voice out there, not to sound odd. All these rough guy voices, nothing wrong with it, but good to get women in the hobby. So thanks for being out there and being one of a few out there. So KE4ZYQ, I'm clear this time. Listen out briefly, but I'll be gone. Going that away. KE4ZYQ, clear.
N-A-W-J-Z. N-A-W-J-Z. K-F-A-B-R-C.